Welcome to Visible by Numbers with your host, Allison Bachman.
And we're back. We're going for a second time here. Welcome to Visible by Numbers being broadcast on beautiful BBS Radio, the number one radio station on the Internet. This is your host, Allison, and I'm happy you decided to join me this evening. I've got two very special guests. They are life partners, which explains why we're having two, both of them with us this evening. First, let me tell you about Raphael. Raphael is an energetic healer that has been involved with energy work for a majority of his life. He has studied a variety of healing energy modalities, including crystal energy work and Qigong, to name a few, and is a certified in Quantum Touch Kahuna Ancient Rainbow Conscious Healing, and I get a brownie point for saying that, and Angelic Reiki. And now on to our other guest, Aluna Joy. Aluna Joy is an internationally known author, spiritual life coach, sacred site guide to the Mayan and Incan lands, alternative historian, ordained minister, and modern mystic who inspires and encourages others to recognize and accept their own authentic divinity and connection to God. And so we really got some fabulous guests here with us this evening. And I could just go on and on talking and reading their bios to you, but what I really would like for you to do is you can go to www.alunajoy.com or you can go to www.iamblessingwater.com and you can read their bios, or if you just go to the front page of BBS Radio, you click on Visible by Numbers, you'll see the show info there, and there the URLs are right there. You can click right on them, and while we're doing the show, you can read all about it and peruse their websites, because really, these two guests, what they do is such far in scope that I don't even know if we can begin to touch on it in the short amount of time that we have tonight. So it'll be really cool if you just go to their websites and check them out, because I'm sure you're going to find a lot of really super useful information there. Again, just click on Visible by Numbers on the front of BBS Radio. You'll find the URLs there for both my guests. Now, I want to start with you, Raphael, and what I'd like to tell my listeners is, now, a while back, Raphael, you know, I get a lot of emails, but this one really caught my attention, and Raphael was offering free healings. I believe it's the first Saturday of every month.
That's correct.
And I myself participated in two of them. Unfortunately, the third one, I had a prior engagement, and I wanted to, but I just couldn't. But I actually experienced these long-distance healings with Raphael, so I'd like to, before we talk about them, when we talk about Raphael, I'd like to kind of tell the listeners my experience. You know, I literally connected to the energy. I made, you know, my sacred space. I gave it all the intention of receiving the healing. And on both occasions, I really felt something rather extraordinary. And even the second healing was when I actually felt as though I felt a blanket being laid over me. I actually could feel the density of the blanket and the energy that was there, and I could literally, it was almost like somebody just tucked me in. And so I found both the healings, both of my experiences with you, Raphael, very profound. And the reason why I wanted to bring you on the radio show is because, you know, having experienced myself and knowing that you are indeed a very gifted healer, but also the generosity of your spirit that you would offer for anybody, anybody at all, including pets, that would like a healing, that you will hook them up every the first Saturday of every month. So why don't you talk for a moment about, you know, what it is you're trying to do with these healings, about your what makes you the healer that you are. You know, give people a little idea about what's going on with you.
Okay. This as far as the free healings that are occurring on the first Saturday of each month, it basically started at the beginning of the year. Aluna and I basically took some time out at the beginning to try and feel what the year was going to be bringing us and what to focus on. And the word that came to mind for both of us was service. So I sat back and figured, what can I do to help humanity and bring in more light? And the idea came to mind was to basically start doing free healings for everybody. And little did we know that how, you know, as I'm sure a lot of your listeners are experiencing, the energies have been extremely intense. It seems like spirit is turning up the volume a little bit, you know, and to get us to quicker to enlightenment and to be able to manifest things that much quicker. And the healings are such that I basically ask people to set a time, 1 hour aside, on the first Saturday of each month. And just before the session starts, basically tell God or tell Spirit what it is that you're looking to heal. It can come in a variety of manners. It can be energetic. It can be physical. It can be emotional. It can be something simple as clarity pertaining to an issue that you're having problems with. I really don't take any credit for it. It's basically the healing is between the person that's signed up for the healing and Spirit or God. All I'm basically doing is tapping into the divine and directing those healing energies to the people that have tuned in. So I'm sort of like an anchor, a focal point. Mm-hmm. And after that, what happens between yourself and Spirit is between yourself and Spirit. Mm-hmm. And if you go to my email, to my website, mm-hmm. You had mentioned iamblessingwater.com, and at the top of the page there's a link that says Free Healings with Raphael. Mm-hmm. It allows you to sign up. And there's also a bunch of testimonials with people explaining, you know, I experienced this, I experienced this. The testimonials have been wonderful. The people that they've been writing in to share their experiences with other people has been tremendous.
Right.
And it varies. It's a lot of, one of the things that I'm seeing or reading about is that there's a lot of peace coming across. During the healing sessions, it sort of anchors them and relaxes them. Especially with the energies that we're in now, that's a good thing, I think.
Right. We'll talk about relaxing. I mean, I think both times I totally fell asleep, and I was rather amazed at it. I was like, "Wow!" But I felt great when I woke up. So. But I think it's really important that you know, oftentimes a lot of people are out there, you know, and maybe a lot of our listeners, and maybe they have, you know, issues, you know, maybe it is spiritual, maybe it is physical, maybe it is emotional,
mm-hmm.
but you know, to have access to your healing energy and for you to, as I said, the generosity of spirit to take time to do that, you know, I respect that as a fellow,
thank you.
You know, healer. I respect that. And it touched my heart. And I, of course, wanted to jump on board because I wanted to experience it myself. And it was rather profound. And I honor you for that, really. And that was one of the major reasons why I wanted to bring you on the show. And so, again, tell our listeners, go over it a little bit slower, of where they can actually sign up for these free healings.
The website is www.iamblessingwater.com. And that website itself is basically a website that's devoted to some essences that Aluna actually created going back about 3 or 4 years ago, where she received a download from what she calls the I Am Presence. And I'll let Aluna speak about that in a little while. But at the top of that page, there's a link that says Free Healings with Raphael.
Mm-hmm.
You can click on that. And it explains everything about everything you need to know about converting times if the listeners are listening internationally.
Mm-hmm.
And then to also subscribe. And then what I basically do is, like 15 minutes before the session starts, I print out everybody's names, including, you know, there's a space that allows you to also list your pet's names. And I will print that up and put it on an altar. And basically set the space that, okay, I call on my guides and the archangels and the masters to say, okay, these people are asking for a healing. Let's do it.
That's wonderful. And you feel that you're one of the things that's on your site there, you know, you feel or you make a point about that the way that you do healings is somewhat different from other healers.
Yes. Yeah.
And so I want you to talk about that, but I also want to let everybody know that if you go to that page, there is a great big long list of people who wrote in and shared the profound effects of the healings on the page, so you can actually read how people were healed from these particular sessions. So take a moment here, Raphael, and talk a little bit about, you know, why you're in the method that you use.
Okay. As you mentioned, I'm certified in a couple different modalities, and through the training that I've received and through inspiration as well, the healing work that I do is such that it's different than some other healers use. A lot of healers, what they'll do is they'll pull the energy from the ground, and I'm a strong advocate of Mother Earth, but they'll pull the energy through the ground, through their own bodies, and then into the person
sure.
that they're working on. My attitude is that if we're on this planet and we're in a 3D body, we all have issues. And so the difference is that I tap into the divine, sort of create a channel, and tap into those energies without drawing them through myself and then direct them to the person that I'm working on. So it's a straight conduit from the person, from spirit to the person.
Makes incredible amount of sense. And also on this particular website, I mean, you are currently, you live in Sedona, but you do hands-on energy healing. You also do long-distance one-on-one energy work.
Mm-hmm.
What other kinds of work do you do?
I get involved with transitional healings where people are passing to make that transition not only easy for the one passing, but also for the family members. The energy you are mentioning also about the energy work being different, the energy also work will also stay with the person not only after the session is done, but as long as weeks after that. So it doesn't stop when the session is finished.
Right, right. I love the idea of the transition work. I imagine that that's incredibly rewarding for you.
It is, it is.
Mm-hmm.
Very rewarding, and I think even more so for the families involved.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, is there, you know, I've heard a lot of people say after energy work, you know, because I've, you know, experienced and talked to and have been around a lot of healers, and oftentimes, you know, they say drink a lot of water or rest or whatever. You know, what do you feel, you know, what do you tell somebody after healing to do?
I think drinking water, a lot of water, is a good idea. More importantly, it's just to take time out to feel the energy, to feel the healing session, mm-hmm. to pay attention to the things that happen to yourself and in your surroundings.
Sure.
During as long as up to the following week,
mm-hmm.
You know, look for that synchronicity that comes into your space.
Mm-hmm.
As far as spirit telling you, okay, you know, this is something you need to pay attention to,
mm-hmm.
and so on. And more importantly, to trust your intuition.
Right.
Aluin and I are strong advocates of people just to start listening to your own intuition, because eventually there's going to come a time that we are the masters.
Mm-hmm.
We, you know, we are God. Mm-hmm. And the better that we, the more often that we can start exercising that muscle of
mm-hmm.
listening to our own intuition, that much better we can get to that point.
Sure, sure. Well, as I said, you know, I really encourage everyone or anyone out there to check out the page, the URL that's on the site, and check it out and sign up for it, because personally myself, I found it to be a really profound experience. And Raphael, I'm just really, it warms my heart to know that you're doing what you're doing. So you know, I really respect that.
Thank you. It's my pleasure. It's my honor.
Okay. And now we have Aluna Joy, and I don't even know where to begin with her work. I received some emails. I do have one specific question that did come from someone that was interested, because you've written a couple of books on Mayan astrology.
Mm-hmm.
And so I want to lead off, because I do try, if somebody took the time to email me, I do try to ask their questions, okay? And you've written two books, Mayan Astrology. It's a user-friendly guide to Mayan astrology. And you also wrote The Daykeeper. So it's a guide to Mayan daykeeping. So, and you also, you know, would be considered to be, I'm assuming, a little bit of an expert in this field. Now, the question that I received was from someone that was asking the question about galactic activation portals. I understand, from my understanding of Mayan astrology, that there's certain days where the energies it's like a portal day where, you know, there's more energy available for us for transition. But there also is, you know, in some people when they go to do their date of birth, there's a notation on their birth chart that says that they're a galactic activation portal. So my question, this comes from someone that's questioning, what does it mean to be born and to be a galactic activation portal?
Well, first we should explain what a galactic activation portal is.
Okay.
It was an insight and an inspiration from José Arguelles. I don't know any Maya people that actually use portal days, but it's a matrix of 52 days inside a sacred calendar of 260 days.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it reminds me of the Merkaba, the Earth's Merkaba, and our personal Merkaba, and the spiral of our DNA. But on these 52 days, if you're born on one of them, for me, it feels like, and nobody really knows, nobody's an expert, by the way.
Okay.
Nobody's an expert in the Maya calendar because there's so much information was lost.
Right.
I've watched the days enough to know that those days, the veils are thinner.
Mm-hmm.
Most of my book, Mayan Astrology, was written on one of those portal days. Didn't
mm-hmm.
plan it that way. It just seemed like that was the day I was the most clear to do it.
Right.
So I did. If you're born on a portal day
mm-hmm.
or a gap day, those are the your whole life is going to be in a place where the veils are thinner for you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sad to announce I am not born on a portal day.
Oh, okay.
But there's a lot of people out there that are, and the veils are thinner for them.
Okay.
So you can connect to other realities a lot easier on a portal
uh-huh.
day. And then people that are born on portal days also have an easier, they affect the world in a more profound way, good or bad, depending on how they use their energy.
Good or bad, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you can affect the world in a really negative way. You can affect the world in a really positive way.
Is it my understanding that the Beatles?
They were all portals, yes.
All were born on portal days.
Yep.
Okay.
And they
okay.
did not make it. Fame, they didn't hit world fame until Ringo joined them, and he was the fourth portal.
Mm, isn't that interesting?
And we still love their music.
Mm-hmm.
And
absolutely.
It's simple, and it came from that place.
And there was a lot of spiritual messages in that music.
Exactly.
It was, yes, yes.
And
absolutely.
I don't know if they actually knew what they were doing when they were doing it.
Yeah.
But even today, it still affects us.
Wow.
And that's one of the better examples. But I think
okay.
Hitler was a portal, too. So
yes.
And that's an example of using it in a very negative way.
Okay. Well, I'm sure that my person that emailed me appreciates you taking the time to answer that, because that was something that what she said is she did a lot of research and whatnot and couldn't find an answer to it. So I appreciate you taking the time.
Oh, you're welcome.
And to talk about your particular journey, okay, and who you are as a person, you know, that you have, you know, guides that have always been with you, that you do a lot of things. So I'm just going to give you a little moment. I know it's hard for you
mm-hmm.
to put it into words just exactly who you are, because I think all of us we're a work in progress. But just take a moment and just explain to everybody, you know, your journey and how you got to where you are now.
Well, that's a long story.
Well, make it in
yeah.
5 minutes or less.
Yeah.
All right, well, tell them what you do.
I just knew from the time it was my first awareness. I think I was 3 years old when I knew I was connected to the Star Elders.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew that I was not necessarily native to this earth. And I think there's a lot of people out there that feel that way. And it creates kind of a very subtle but very deep homesickness of a home that you can't see or you know
oh.
you probably won't get back to.
Wow.
And it's like an abandoned in a foreign country without a passport to go back home. And these are the ones that are most likely listening and the ones that are changing the collective consciousness in the world.
Right.
And then my life evolved after that. And when I became a teenager, I tried to give it up. I tried to grow up. My parents said to grow up, so I tried that and failed miserably. at that. I just didn't fit in and spent a lot of alone time. And then during the harmonic convergence, before I knew what that even meant, I found myself at the base of Mount Shasta around a bunch of wild people that hugged and talked about love and all kinds of cool stuff that scared the daylights out of me. Like, who are these crazy people? And they were hugging me, and then and they were so nice. And I had just spent the first 30 years of my life coming from a reality that was anything but that.
Mm-hmm.
So it that was a life changer, and I immediately moved to Mount Shasta and stayed there for 12 years and got my testing and my tempering from the mountain and the masters there. And everything just deepened from that point, and started daydreaming about what I would like to do, what really excited me, what I really loved to do. And I knew I was connected to the Maya lands, and I knew I was connected to Peru. And I knew that I needed to be home a lot because by that point I was becoming painfully aware of my sensitivities.
Mm-hmm.
So what could I do in the world that could be of service somehow and yet still honor my sensitivities and the things that excite me the most? And pretty soon the doors started opening, and without knowing anything, I started taking groups to Peru and Mexico and started running my business out of my house so I can work in my pajamas.
All right.
Which is a great blessing. Yeah, I love it. and have the opportunity to do a lot of things that are service-oriented.
Right.
Like our free newsletter and our YouTube channel, which is conveying a lot of the beauty of what we experience in these places where anybody can watch for free.
Right. Yes, that was one of the things that I did take a moment and I looked at the YouTube channel, and I think it's really wonderful that you tried to capture the essence of these sacred sites and put it on YouTube so that people that maybe will not have the opportunity or don't have the opportunity to go there can actually connect to that experience. And I think that that was just amazing. And,
exactly.
And what I want to tell everyone is again, you want to go to the website, alunajoy.com. You will find the links to the YouTube channel, and certainly there's a lot of fascinating information as well as wonderful, beautiful. I mean, you're a photographer as well, really beautiful videos there for you to enjoy. I like I said, with you, and we could talk a moment about the fact that you are an author, which we've mentioned your books, and those are available on your website. And anyone that's interested in Mayan astrology, you know, these would be two really good books. I'm a numerologist, so I kind of look at people's energy from a different way, but I have looked and studied and played around with Mayan astrology to a certain point, and I realize there's a great deal of truth in it. I think that there's many different divination tools. I don't think that we were left here clueless. I think that there are many ways that we can discover our authentic selves, and I really feel that Mayan astrology is one of those ways. For me, it's just I speak numbers, I speak numerology, and that's the language that I have. We also can talk for a moment about the fact that you're clairvoyant and clairsentient, and that you have spirit guides, and that that is also part of your journey, that you've been sacredly guided most of your life. We can talk about all the readings that you do. I mean, the various different kinds of readings. If you want, take a moment and tell them about that, because we really, to get to the size and scope of what you do, we don't have a lot of time to spend on each thing. So talk about the readings for a minute.
Well, they're called Star Elder Sessions, and oddly enough, this year we've had very little time for them. I've been keeping myself pretty, giving myself a lot of space because a lot of messages been coming in about the current times we're in.
Sure.
And those are all posted on the website for free for anybody who wants to read them. That's one of our, instead of taking the time to put them in a book and publish them and make my checkbook really happy, we'd rather post them on the website for free immediately because sometimes the message comes in are important that day.
Right.
So
and also it's a very difficult time for people with the energies that are around, and it can be somewhat disconcerting and ungrounding and confusing. And I think that a lot of the newsletters and the different things that are on the website to help you to understand what the planetary transformation is, what's going on. So that, and the fact that it's free and available, plus you could sign up for your newsletter, correct?
Yeah. And yeah. And that's free. And we've been sending out almost three times a month now because the messages have been coming in so quickly. But that's what the Starless sessions do, only more on a personal level.
Mm-hmm.
But I started looking at the math, talking about numbers, mm-hmm. and I can help maybe two or three people a day, or I can write an article that will help everybody on my database,
mm-hmm.
and it was kind of a no-brainer.
Right,
so
right.
We're really at the place where it's crucial that we stay positive and we stay supportive of each other and
right.
be in support of each other
mm-hmm.
because there is so much misinformation out there and there's so many fear tactics
mm-hmm.
going on in the world. And if you're completely unplugged from the news and television and the media, you're still feeling it because we're all connected by the collective consciousness.
Exactly.
And there's no way to avoid this anymore. I don't care where you go. And believe me, I've tried. I've tried so hard to escape what
right.
I feel every day, and there is no place to go anymore.
Right.
Everyone on the planet's feeling this. They may not know how to describe it.
Mm-hmm.
They just know something's up.
Right,
and
right.
it might come as panic. I'm not being able to sleep, agitation. The last few weeks it's been anger
mm-hmm.
and exhaustion
yeah.
and
yeah.
nausea and headaches.
Mm-hmm.
And it keeps vacillating through all this stuff. And
right.
so this is why I put the messages on the Internet immediately. It's such an amazing tool.
Right.
Because what I get that morning, I can have it up on my website by the afternoon.
Right.
And send out a message so everybody can read it. And it helps.
Right.
And then they can also post their comments about it. And the most one we got the most comments from was an article about the yo-yo energies we've been feeling. And,
mm-hmm.
and it just thinks about
that.
Crash my site. posting their feelings about that particular article. So
sure.
it's becoming sort of a way of supporting each other by reading each other's feelings about what's going on today and yesterday and tomorrow.
Sure.
And,
sure.
And
so we're talking about what exactly? I mean, putting it into words, 2012, we're talking about a transformation of consciousness on this planet as I understand it, but I would rather have you put it into your words and use the word misinformation, that there's a lot of misinformation and fear tactics.
Mm-hmm.
So what I would like for you to do is first off, you know, maybe some people, you know, not, I don't know how it would be possible for someone not to be aware of, you know, the Mayan prophecies or 2012, but put it into words what we're talking about and also into words where you fear the fear tactics are and then also what you feel, you know, is the best way to maneuver through these energies. I do want to say one thing. As a numerologist, you know, this year is an 11 universal year, and 11 is a very intense number. And at the beginning of the year, I was trying to explain to everybody that we have not had this energy on this planet for over 100 years. It's been 100 years in the coming. And I actually went back and did a lot of research on previous 11 universal years to see what happened during those years. Because 11 is a very profound number. It represents light, awakening. It represents a connection to the God source. I'm assuming that the veil is much thinner during this time. But also, it represents truth coming out. And also, whenever the 11's around, it balances between greatness and destruction. And I think a lot of the anger and the different things that are happening as far as crime and whatnot is evidence that this is a very difficult energy for anyone to handle. And so, you know, what you just got done saying, I just want you to say, you know, as far as numerology goes, absolutely can validate the tremendous energy that's coming in this year with the universal year energy for 2009. So, okay, now I know I threw my stuff in there, but I'm going to back it up to what I asked you. So go ahead and answer.
Well, that was like a huge question you asked, too. But
I know.
I think I'll tackle what I think is the most important, and that's
sure.
the fear aspects.
Sure.
Anybody or anything in this dimension, in this collective consciousness that would like to keep you asleep or that would like to stay in control of you will put you in fear. Because as soon as they put you into fear, you can't access your truth. You can't hear your heart anymore. Because this is why people call me for sessions. This is why we call each other for help. Because we are in some form of fear and we can't get to the truth of the matter inside of us. And what I write about on my website and what our newsletters always circle around is about listening to your heart and don't listen to the outside world. Don't even listen to me. Listen to what's important to you, because the path will, and I guarantee you, will unfold in front of you. And as you take each step based on what your heart's telling you to do, if it makes sense or not, if it's practical or not, or if it doesn't, you can't see where it's even going to end up.
Mm-hmm.
It will get you to where what your destiny is, what your life path is. You can't do it by listening to anybody else. You have to listen to your heart. And right now, with the stuff going on about 2012, good and bad, there's a lot of people out there saying good things about it that know that it's just a turning over of a huge cycle of time in which we can enter a new age and create a whole new reality, which is where I base my camp in. And then there's the other side that think it's the end of the world and it's going to be apocalypse and they're storing up food in their basement. So you've got two choices, and it's just as simple as that, two choices. It's love or fear. If you're operating out of fear and you're enjoying that, that's your choice. But it's certainly not, I don't find it as fun or as comfortable as choosing love, which is also better for your immune system and all kinds of other things.
Mm-hmm.
So if you keep choosing love and you keep listening to your heart, you will continue to still be able to hear what's true for you. And this is why we write what we write in our newsletter, and also what we post on our website, is to keep people focusing on the positive, because what we focus on and where we hold our heart, and it's not just what we do with our mind,
mm-hmm.
it's what we do with our whole being, is mm-hmm. what we will manifest in this new age.
Mm-hmm.
Like
mm-hmm.
someone said the other day, well, I'm trying to stay grateful, so I'm saying, I am grateful, I am grateful, I am thankful, I am thankful. You know, and that's a good start, but you're
mm-hmm.
doing it with your head.
Mm-hmm.
Grateful, for me, is when I go out in the morning and I sit on my back patio and I listen to the birds singing, and we have a multitude of hummingbirds here, and I sit and I sip my tea in the morning and I watch the hummingbirds.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think about, wow, I'm feeling grateful and I'm feeling thankful. I just am grateful and
mm-hmm.
thankful.
Mm-hmm.
That feeling of what you naturally are inside of you, as far as what the Mayas believe, is where our collective consciousness is together.
Mm-hmm.
That's what will manifest in the new world. And right now it looks pretty messy. But
mm-hmm.
If we looked at the collective, it looks pretty messy, and it's a little scary thinking if this is what we're going to manifest for this new age isn't going to be much fun to be in.
Mm-hmm.
But we still have time. And
mm-hmm.
like you talked about the 11 in Maya calendar, the 11 stirs up all the stuff that does not belong with truth,
right,
or with the heart.
Sure.
And so it looks messy at first.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what's coming up in people right now. When I say anger's coming up in people, this is old stuff
mm-hmm.
that does not need to be there anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And don't judge yourself or get upset at yourself that you're not staying positive. Just feel it, get through it, and then go back to holding the vision of paradise.
Right.
And this is the other reason why, and probably the most exciting thing for me that I do twice a year is our solar wave.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been doing it for so many years that I'm really concerned now people are bored. But I think it's probably more important to do it this year than ever before,
uh-huh.
because there is so much energy on the planet right now. And if we can grasp that and define it into love and truth and harmony and peace and integrity and all the good things,
mm-hmm.
we can shift the reality of that. And you can find the solar wave on my top page at alunajoy.com.
Okay.
But it's a free global celebration where anybody, anywhere at sunrise on September, is it the 22nd? Do you think I'd have this memorized by now? The morning of the 22nd.
Mm-hmm.
Anywhere in the world, get up, do your ceremonies, gather your groups, go do some sacred service somewhere in the world, whatever
mm-hmm.
your heart's calling you to do, and it creates a 24-hour wave that blasts the planet.
Uh-huh.
And it's also International Peace Day,
mm-hmm.
which is pretty interesting.
Right, and the 22, when you look at that particular number, it's the most powerful of all master numbers in numerology,
mm-hmm.
and it is very strongly represented to building something, to creating something, to Mother Earth. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's kind of interesting that you would pick.
And I always pick equinox.
Mm-hmm.
Because
okay.
equinox, the sun is balanced in all four directions. It's mm-hmm. balanced between the northern and southern hemispheres, and the sun is balanced is in a center point between the earth and the sky.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
the sun gets closer and moves away from the earth during mm-hmm. the solar year, and it's at the center point. It's sort of like a sacred cross in the sky
mm-hmm.
with the sun.
Mm-hmm.
And equinoxes, there's a natural solar balance of energy on the planet. So it's a really good day to do global ceremony because you can capitalize on that.
Mm-hmm.
On that harmony that's already there,
mm-hmm.
and then you use the sun's energy by getting up at sunrise and doing it with the sun.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody on the 21st, no matter where you are, if you get up on the 22nd at sunrise and do your work, it creates this wave across
Wonderful.
The planet.
Right. Well, I think there was one article that I guess that's what really clicked and it made sense to me, and I think it was talking about. I don't know if it's called the Thousand Monkey, but it's talking about that they actually studied a group of monkeys on an island, and they gave it fruit or something, and they didn't like it getting sand in the fruit,
mm-hmm.
so one monkey decided to wash it. And once one monkey had discovered that if you wash it, you didn't have the sand,
mm-hmm.
then eventually every monkey on the island was washing the fruit. And
mm-hmm.
what they discovered was is monkeys that had, or maybe it was not monkeys, but on another island that never saw this done, did not, they discovered that they were washing the fruit as well. So it's something along the lines of the collective consciousness that as each and every one of us, it's within us as we evolve, as we become this love energy, as we, hold that space of light and love, that we actually facilitate, we send out that wave that actually is the collective consciousness that actually creates more of this in other people. Would that be safe to say? Because that's kind of how I'm seeing it, that each one of us hold our light and send that light out into the world and send that love out into the world, and eventually we're going to turn everybody around.
It's what I was saying earlier. We're all connected to each other, so when you change your mind about something, you add that automatically to the collective consciousness, and that's
right.
what those monkeys did. That was the collective consciousness.
Right.
There's also another idea or term called the butterfly effect.
Sure.
And the butterfly effect is also a little story that I just sent out on my newsletter. It's also posted on the Solar Wave page. But the idea is if a butterfly flaps his wings in China, there'll be a tornado in Texas or something.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is connected to everything. So
mm-hmm.
everything you do in your life
mm-hmm.
Affects the world, everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we forgot how powerful we actually are
sure.
as each and every one of us. And
sure.
and there's a lot of people out there that think they don't have any power at all, and it's just that's just a lie. That's
mm-hmm.
the illusion that they have about themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely everything you do. And we also notice that as light workers on the planet, we also know that we're probably, very often, we're the only ones in our family that are doing this,
mm-hmm.
and we're kind of the system buster in our family. And when we start evolving, we start noticing that our family does too, if we say anything to them or not.
Sure, yep,
and
I agree.
And I know a lot of people could relate to that one, and that one just seen it right up front and center. You know, I know that when I start changing things, without ever speaking to my sisters, next thing you know, they're writing me and saying they're thinking about this and that. And I know that what I do affects them, and what they do affects me. And so it's good to pick what you evolve yourself in,
mm-hmm.
so you don't add your energy to it, and make sure that what you do in a day, in a course of a day, adds your energy to the light, not the darkness.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So I would rather talk about what we can do to bring joy and peace to the planet instead of fighting what's wrong with the world.
Exactly.
Because
exactly.
Because then you're adding your energy to the war.
Well, I think if you just stay in that place, you
mm-hmm.
actually are fighting everything that's wrong. I think if you just stay in that place of love and light and you know the blessings and all that you actually can fix what's wrong with the world. Now, I just heard a beep, so I know that we have somebody that called in. And so, if you don't mind, I'm going to take the caller and see why
all
they're
right.
calling. Hi, who's calling, please?
Hi, my name is Jeanette.
Hi, Jeanette. How are you?
I'm all right. Excuse me.
You have a question?
Yeah, I was just... Yeah, because I had, something that happened today strange.
Okay.
I've been having I have fibroids, but I never had problems for years. And then it just started bleeding, like about 2 months ago, every day. And it was getting heavier. And I tried to get an appointment for September. I didn't get an appointment until September. But anyway, last night I prayed to God and told him exactly how I felt. And this morning I looked up some things on the website, which I took apple cider vinegar and baking soda. And all of a sudden it stopped.
Well, thank you for that, because interestingly enough, there was a shift in the energy last night, and you plugged right into it. Because since June 21st up until like late afternoon to evening last night, it was as heavy as can be. And something shifted last night. I'm not real sure what yet, but I feel better today too. And thank you so much for the confirmation of that, because I think we got some great divine assistance last night. And we woke up this morning that the frequency in the air and in the earth was a lot different, and for the better.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Well, thank you, Jeanette, for calling in and sharing that.
I wanted to get my birth number, if I could get it. Quick reading.
There's free converting tables on my website. You can print them out. They're super easy. You can convert your own date, and there's information there to get yourself a little mini reading for free.
Okay, Jeanette.
Okay, what's the website?
I'll go to alunajoy.com and then go to the bookstore where it says Mayan Astrology, and scan down a little. Somewhere in there, there's a link to free converting tables. So you can convert your own Mayan birth date.
Okay.
Okay,
Jeanette.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome, dear. All right.
Thank you.
Right. All right. Well, one of the things that I did want to get to, too, because as I said, your website is just so immense, and there's so much there. But you do, you want to talk about the I Am Blessing, the water essences, and just for a moment, and explain and tell people what they are?
Now, we make two varieties of essences, and the one you just mentioned was the I Am Blessing waters, and this essence is made to reprogram your neurotransmitters in your brain to the decree that is on the bottle. And they were made in a very specific way, very different from our sacred site essences. And they work in a very different way also. And I got the message from what I call the I Am Presence on a morning that I was really tired and I wanted a vacation. Sitting in my office chair crying, saying, no, I'm getting this message, and it wouldn't leave me alone. Mm-hmm. And in 20 minutes, we had all 17 decrees and 7 archangels figured out. And in 20 days, we had it up on the website ready to go. Now,
these
work directly with your thought processes and to let go of your lack of abundance so you can have abundance, or your feeling of ill health. You can create health.
Mm-hmm.
And there are 17 decrees, and they're all up on IamBlessingWater.com.
Okay.
Now, our sacred site essences are made entirely different.
Okay.
We make them in the sacred sites, with the water in the sacred sites, with guidance from the spirits of the land. And some years I don't make any. This year we've made quite a few. And those bring in that frequency of the sacred sites into the essence. So when you take it, it actually gives you that energetic leg up that you would have if you actually visited the site.
Ah, okay.
And each day is different, and each one has a different effect, depending on the day I made it and what was going on that day. They can't be reproduced once I fell out of my master essence. That energy is gone.
Mm-hmm.
You can't reproduce it. But I started this because of something you said earlier. It breaks my heart when I know some people can't make it to the sacred sites.
Right.
And I feel so grateful, and and spoiled because I get to go every single year.
Sure.
And I get to spend time in these beautiful places, and some people, their lives just don't allow them to do that. And so I always try to find ways to bring back some of that energy so they can experience that without having to buy the plane ticket.
Right.
And the Sacred Site Essences do that, and they're made all over the world, from England. We have a whole series out of Egypt, Maya lands, Peru, the Southwest. We just finished a Chief Uray essence that's based in peace, patience, and diplomacy, which I think is going to be really important right now. And we all the ones that seem to be the most important for the energy going on the planet at the time, we always put on sale. So people can afford them. But the second thing we do is that we bring back that's energy from the sacred sites is our photography. And I used to only be able to share it when I was speaking at a conference, and it was just, you know, 200-300 people would see it. And I finally learned how to create my videos and put them on YouTube, and now people can watch them from around the world.
Right.
And I really hope everyone listening goes to my YouTube station and watch the videos, because when I'm making them, Spirit's working through me in the photography, in the music, and what we put together, and it's meant to help you feel that feeling and activate you in a way that you would have if you'd have traveled there yourself.
Right, right. Well, I know, having visited the Mayan ruins myself, I mean, I know that it's an extraordinary experience.
Yeah, there's
I never get to go to the places you get to go, because you got quite, I don't know if there's anywhere that you haven't been. But
a lot of places I haven't been.
Well, it's wonderful of you to bring, you know, to film it and to have those pictures and the music, so it's available for anyone to actually connect to that energy. And that's very, again, it shows a great generosity of spirit. And that's the one thing that I loved about Raphael, and I love it about your side as well, is you know, and I say this in all honesty, but you have a lot of people that are out there with, you know, doing spiritual work, and you know, they have, you know, bios a mile and a half long. But I think a true spiritual person not only talks the talk, but they walk the walk. And the generosity that flows from them, the love that flows from them, is self-obvious. And it's you know, and to me, when you know, I got the first email from Raphael, and I don't know why it took me so long, but when I finally did get it, and I was reading it, and I thought, this is really wonderful. And then the more that I read of your guys' website, the more I realized, you know, that these are very generous people. And that their concern is not personal. Their concern is to bring a message. Their concern is to bring these things to everyone. And so, again, you know, just like I said to Raphael, I respect you for that, and I honor you for that, because, you know, it certainly is affordable, and it certainly is generous of you. You know, your whole website is very
passion.
Generous.
It's our passion. And it's something that I believe everyone needs to do, because it's when you feel the most fulfilled in life is when you follow your passion. And it may not necessarily be about doing something that makes a lot of money. It might be just doing something that excites you. You know, and we always have enough here, even with the economy slipping. And we figured, well, if it's slipping everywhere, we're going to feel that too. And we have a little, but we always have enough to pay our bills.
Sure.
And my Peru trip is for this next trip. I expected to have a half-size group, and I didn't. I'm turning people away, and so, because we only take so many, we want to keep it intimate and small and powerful, not too big.
Right.
And Raphael and I, neither one of us are motivated by money. We're motivated by our hearts and our love for people. And we do love our groups. I know we tell them that, and I wonder if they actually believe it or not, but they are our family, and they are our extended family, and we don't meet strangers anymore. We show up in Lima, and we meet 30 new people we've never met before, and in 20 minutes we're family, we're friends, and we stay that way, and most of with most of the group members. So
right.
We've got quite a large family now, and support system.
Right. Well, I posted about you the show tonight on Facebook, and I actually got comments back of people that have met you and think that you're both of you were very wonderful and very warm people. So. you know, your reputation precedes you. So I we're getting towards the end of the hour, and I told you that it would go really, really quick. And so once again, you know, I just want to be really clear with people on, you know, the websites and where they need to go in order to, number one, you know, I'm going to tell everyone that, you know, take some time and certainly, you know, take a look at the YouTube videos, because I thought that they were really wonderful. It's called Feel the Love 2012. Is that how they would, or they can connect from your website?
Yeah. We use Feel the Love 2012 because we want you to feel the love in 2012.
Right, right.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right. So they can find the link on your website, but certainly they can go to YouTube and type in Feel the Love 2012, and certainly that's going to bring up those videos. And so I really recommend that everyone take the time to do that. There's the I Am Blessing the Water and the Archangel Essences, Sacred Site Essences, certainly the books on Mayan astrology. If you're ever interested in taking a spiritual group to, you know, go with a spiritual group to Peru or whatever, you know, I think you'd be your first place that somebody should look for a guide, because, you know, you do these things, and I can tell from feedback and whatever that these are very profound experiences for people. So again, website, same contact information.
Oh, for me, it's alunajoy.com. Very easy.
And that's A L U N A joy joy.com.
Mm-hmm.
And Raphael, are you still with us? Did you
I'm still here. No, I'm still here. my website is, it's blessingwater.com, and at the top of the page you'll see the links for Healings with Raphael, which is my healing work, and the Free Healings, which is Free Healings with Raphael.
Right. And anyone that wants to, they can sign up there, and then you email them and give them instructions for their healing. I know that.
I do.
And so that, you know, it's all, and even how to convert the time so that you've got the right time. Boy, I'm time zone challenged. I got to tell you, Raphael, that took me a while to figure that out, but at least you gave us directions. And so there's a lot of information that comes with that. And then on the first Saturday of the month, you can experience a healing with Raphael. And so, you know, many of you there in the listening audience, you should give that a try. Certainly visit these websites. I can't thank you guys enough for coming on the show. I know that we didn't have enough time to discuss everything, and I apologize for that. But I think we got a little bit of information out there, and I really enjoyed you as both of you as being guests. So thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you for inviting us.
Okay. So this is Allison, and we'll be back again next week. We have Maria DeSimone, and she's a wonderful astrologer, and we'll be talking to her. And again, I absolutely point you in the direction of both these websites. You can find them right on the front of BBS Radio, Invisible by Numbers. I wish everybody abundant blessings, and have a wonderful evening. Good night, everyone.
Thank you for joining us this evening. For more information, or if you wish to contact Allison for a reading, please visit www.visiblebynumbers.com or email Allison at alynch@ptd.net. Have a wonderful evening and be well.